This is Terry Mandel, DOD Detaining Attorney. Letter to Brad Smith, Attorney at Law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Smith, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Jaden Clark, please note the following medical letter, period. Jaden is J-A-D-Y-N, first name Jaden, J-A-D-Y-N, last name Clark, C-L-A-R-K. On May 29th, 2026, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records as well as I took the history directly by telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The client is a 17-year-old male who was involved in a serious automobile accident on or about December 31st, 2023, period. The client was a passenger in the rear with his seatbelt on, period. The vehicle was making a left turn and was struck head-on, period. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. The patient was jerked and hit his head on the back seat, period. It broke his glasses, period. He had pain in his chest and the abdomen, as well as developing pain in his entire back, period. He was evaluated by paramedics at the scene. Period. Because of the injury, he had significant pain in his cervical, thoracic, and lumbar region, as well as emotional distress, period. New paragraph. Timeline of treatment was that he was seen by paramedics at the scene. Then he followed up approximately 1 week later at Wagner Chiropractic. He was seen there several times for approximately 1.5 years, period. New paragraph. Initially, he had pain in his cervical, thoracic, and lumbar regions. The neck was the worst of the areas, period. He did seek treatment, and at this time, there appears to be no permanency, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living were that he missed a gym for approximately 1 week, period. He presently can do all activities of daily living other than the fact that he has to contend with the emotional distress imposed by this injury, period. New paragraph. Medication denies. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes daily exercises performed by himself. He does not require medication at this time, period. New paragraph. Past medical history includes obesity and hyperlipidemia. New paragraph, past surgical history. He had tubes in his ears as well as a tonsillectomy, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the neck was injured when he was struck in the head in 2016. He was seen in the emergency room for the laceration with staples inserted in his head, but other than that, did not require any other treatment, period. The patient has not had any other back injuries, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident involving a truck in the ditch in 2021 without any injury, period. He was involved in an automobile accident involving his truck in 2025, but that was a facial injury without permanency, period. New paragraph. Patient's occupation is undefined, period. He did miss a couple days of work at Payless as a result of this injury, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on the pertinent findings, period. I reviewed over 1,500 pages of prior medical records, specifically those before the auto accident, period. An example was a primary care note, May 30th, 2022, well before the auto accident. Assessment was a well child visit, period. Musculoskeletal examination was normal with normal range of motion, period. Wagner chiropractic notes. That's W-A-G-N-E-R. I reviewed the billing and found that to be appropriate over multiple visits, spanning a course of over a year period. The initial visit was January 8, 2024. The diagnosis was related to the accident and says segmental and somatic dysfunction of the cervical, lumbar, and thoracic regions, period. Several of the notes, actually all the notes were reviewed, demonstrating reduced range of motion in the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar regions, and they documented appropriate treatment, period. End of report. Last Wagner chiropractic note dated January 13th, 2025. Once again, showing reduced range of motion in the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar regions. Gave a prognosis as a good, period. End of report. Office visit notes from PED service, dated April 21st, 2025, was 16-year-old male here for a well visit, period. On physical examination, the neck was supple, and remainder of the musculoskeletal exam showed normal range of motion, comma, normal strength, comma, no tenderness, comma, and no swelling, period. Assessment was well child check, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing the IME and reviewing the above medical records, have found that all of his treatment as outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of December 31st, 2023, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1. Cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain. 2. Thoracic trauma, comma, strain and pain. 3. Lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain. Number 4. Emotional distress, period. The above 4 diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of December 31st, 2023, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, I do not find any signs of permanent impairment as a result of this automobile accident. However, I do find that all of his treatment, particularly that from the chiropractor, was deemed necessary and related to this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. In terms of future expenses, I do not anticipate any future expenses as the chiropractic care was appropriate and reasonable, and that mitigated against future treatment in the future, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records as well as taken the history over the phone, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. New paragraph. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained from the patient and his mother to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely, yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.